The question is that those classical fiqhs and classical schools of law which were formulated and completed 100 years ago, they are based on two kinds of principles. Or we can say they are based on two kinds of legal rules or legal values. The first kind is the principles of jurisprudence, and the second is known as rules of law. By principles of jurisprudence, we mean the fundamental science of deriving the law, those principles on the basis of which we can derive the law from Quran, we can derive the law from Sunnah, and we can prefer a juristic opinion to other, and we can discard a juristic opinion on the basis of other legal argument. So those basic principles, which are known as jurisprudential principles of the classical fiqh, they cannot be discarded, and we can't abide them, because they are very, you can say, comprehensive and very everlasting and all-embracing, and every jurisprudential and legal requirement of today can be perfectly and easily meet with in accordance with those jurisprudential principles. The problem does not lie with the jurisprudential principles of classical fiqh. The problem lies with the legal rules or the decisions, adjudications and judgments made on the basis of the application of those rules. So this is the time of revaluation of those adjudications, of those judgments which were made in the light of those principles on the situations which were, you can say, 100 years ago, which fulfilled the requirements of a particular society. So revaluation is required as far as those judgments of the legal rules are concerned today. And the question is that all judgments and all legal rules and all branches of the law, again, do not require any process of revaluation. The process of revaluation is required only in that particular branch or in that particular issue which becomes inoperative and ineffective by the change of time. And if any particular judgment remains effective and operative, it is a question of fact, not question of law. According to question of fact, if any particular provision remains and it is actively inoperative, in operation, and it is effective and it can meet with our requirements, so it will remain as it was. And all those legal provisions, whether they are derived from all schools of law or whether they belong to any particular school of law, if it has become inoperative by the passage of time, so we are positively obliged and we are positively supposed, or we can say we are, it is a duty, it is our duty and duty of every scholar and jurist to re-evaluate those legal judgments and rules and to amend those situations according to our new requirements of the time. So the whole fiqh, classical fiqh, is not required to be amended. Only those legal rules and judgments which have become inoperative, those require the amendment or re-evaluation.